order to be able to give the Hakdama to Hilchos Shechita. But en route, while we're learning this halacha of Yudim Rishmul, so we want to be magged with the halacha and understand the halacha. So we pointed out yesterday the halacha that appears in the Gemara, and it's halacha Pesukah Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, I think either Beis or Gimel. And the halacha is Amir Mishmuel that Kol Tabach was the Lashon Kol Tabach Shenidel Cheshchita Oser Leachol Mishchitasai. The Gemara says, what is the Chiddush? So the Gemara says the Chiddush is Kevan de Legomar Pa'amim Sheshocha Lefaneinu Shnayim Shlosha Pa'amim. Set up. Think so.
Good.
No.
Yes. No, you can hear it turning on.
What was that?
You
Sheshocha Lefaneinu, he shechted several times. And each time was good. And now he shechted, and it's Shalei Lefaneinu. We haven't seen it. We don't know. We just have to cut meat. Is that meat kosher or not? Do we say that we have a chazaka that he shechts well? So the Gemara says that Lo Yitzur, he knew the halachas, that we would have a chazaka. There's no question. But he doesn't know the halachas. So he does not kamashla and came into Le Gomar zimnin b'shoi v'doris v'lo yoda. In other words, we cannot be seimech on this chazaka. Or maybe there is no chazaka. So the Rashba points out to us, that Rashi says, kevon de einoi boki pshita de osu lechol. So what's v'lo yoda? And the idea she osur lasis kain v'hechi lonu lonu. And suppose the Rashba who learns pshat that tahay le mehemon lava daite. In other words, the Gemara says keva. What's the komashmalan? What's the chiddush? Kevin de Leigomer, there's no halachas, zimnin de shohi v'doris v'lo yoda. What's pshat in v'lo yoda? So that's the nekuda in terms of pshat. That's the machlait in Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi says v'lo yoda is he doesn't know the halachas. V'lo yoda eino yedeya she'osu lasis keinu machil alonu. That's v'lo yoda. And the Rashba says that, but that means that if he would know, then we would be seimech on him. And that's not the pshat in the sugya. That's what the sugya says. Kei kamashon kevin deligomi, he doesn't know halachas, zimnin deshoi v'dois, and he doesn't know. he doesn't know that she and Teresa are awesome. Vice to Chayziv, he would know. We'd be kosher. Simply ignorance. He cannot be Samech on an ignorant Sheikhid. If you give him Das, even post facto, he can be Samech on it. Says the Rashba, that's incorrect pshat. The pshat is v'lo yada v'lavadayte. He won't know that he did Shein Derasa. What's the Rashba's raya? The Rashba's raya is that if Rashi would be correct, then the sugya should not say Oser Lechol. It should say Mevarim. We find out what the din is. Ashba says not correct. That's only if he's not, if we cannot check him out. We say later on, if he saw the entire shechita, mutar lechem shechita asay, v'mlav asar. And there we say, it's referring to a person who doesn't know the halachas. So the Gemara, so the Rashba says, v'kach omru b'shem chachmei atzerfas v'einim mechuber, because then it would have a lashon boid kinoi. So we check him out. Elavade osa lagamri mash. Right, that's what we know in the Rashba. We know, we understand exactly what their, how they learned the sugya differently. Two words, v'lo yada, they learned it differently. Based on that, different halachas. According to Rashi, we can still fix it up retroactively. According to Rashba, you cannot fix it up retroactively. We would say that according to Rashi, because the halach of you, we have a suffix. And if we're mevarer the sofek, then there's no sofek anymore. And according to Rashba, it's not a sofek. It's for sure osir. Vaday osir. Osir legamre. According to Rashi, it's osir until we check it out. What does that mean? It's not really osir? Not really osir. You have to do a beer. You have to figure it out. It's a sofek. If a person eats it, he's eating sofek treif. And according to Rashba, there is no way to figure this out. Lavadaite. There's no way to figure out. Now, so we understand also the machlekes between Rashi and the Rashba. Whether the halacha is Amuda Omer of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Kol Tavuch Shele Gomar produces Sofek kosher, Sofek treif, or whether it produces Vadai treif. But we still don't know how to understand it in a deeper way. We don't know, we can't prove whether Rashi is saying that it's he undermines the chazaka, and therefore we have a suffix in Tlur Mavara. Whether according to the Rashba, there is no chazaka there, and that's why it's aser. According to Rashi, it's a suffix, according to Rashba, it's a vaday aser. We don't know if the chazaka is a good chazaka, and chazal or misakein, that we should not be soymech on the chazaka. Right? It's according to the Rashba and according to Rashi, I find it very hard to push further to really understand what the din is over here. What are they saying? What's the yesod over here? So the Rambam, sometimes, the Rebbe used to point out to us that sometimes the Rambam gives you pirush to asugya. There are also one of his strategies, I wouldn't say it's a derechas, but in terms of one of his strategies in Lomdus, was to find the Rishon who says it clearest. Once you have one Rishon, you have clarity in that one Rishon, so then you look around and see whether you can get greater clarity in another Rishon. Right? Tzvi and Zev pointed out to me that the critical issue in the Rashba does not identify who are the Chachmei Tzarfasim who agree with Rashi. If you look at the later Rishonim, the Nukah Yosef, he quotes it, Mamish to Rashba, the way we have it, but he does not identify. And I was looking around as though we defined who the other Shitas who hold like Rashi, hold, maybe get a little bit better Hezber in Rashi, so I haven't found. haven't done extensive. I have to look in the Ozirua still, and in the, a few others from the Beis HaMedrash of Rashi. In the Achronim, it's almost entirely sides with the Rashba. As the look at the Taz and the Shach, the Taz brings a raya for the Rashba, and the Shach says the Taz that the Rashba is so poshut, there's no reason even to bring a raya for the Rashba. It's so poshut. If you look at the Taz, Sifkot and Tes, and the Shach, Sifkot and Yudbeis, the Taz, Sifkot and Tes formulates the Rashba in the manner which is found in other sugyas, a very important lashon. Something which people don't have in mind, lava daite, they don't focus on. In other words, what Rashba is saying is, if you don't know the halachas, you will not be able to tell me later on whether you did a shiur dras or not, because you weren't thinking about it. You were looking for it. Things if you don't have in mind to look for something, lava daite, you don't focus on. So it comes up in other lashes as well. Look at the lashon of Rambam. Yisrael she'ena yedeya chamisha devarim shemafsidin es hashchita ki yoytze ben hilchos shchita v'shochad beinoy levein atzmoy osir lechol mishchitase loyhu v'loy achayrim. A Jew who does not know the five psulei shchita shechts without anybody else watching him, also to eat that piece of meat. Loyhu v'loy achayrim. Now look at the lashon of Rambam. V'harizu kiroiva l'sofek nevela. V'oichel mi menekazayis makin oisai makas mardus. Before we shtel zuch on the lashon, a little bit right there. V'afilu shochet b'faneinu arba v'chomish v'omim. More than a chazok. Right? Even he did four or five times. Shchita k'sheira. V'ari shchita zu sheshochat beinoy levein atzmoy shchita nechoyna ugemura. Even if we have seen him four or five times do a good shchita, but he doesn't know halachas. He's just a very fortunate shochet. And we look at the piece of meat in front of us, and at the cut, the konet, the veshet sliced through, and perfectly, it's sliced through, the back is not cut through, it looks like it's the presentation, it's a perfect presentation. Also, lechol mimeno, hoil ve'eino yoideya devar mamafsidim, efshar sheyafsid hashchita, v'hu eino yoideya, kegoin sheyisha o yidreis o yishchait besakin peguma, uki yoitze ve'elu beloy kavanosa. Because it's possible that he would do a bad shechita, v'hu ein da yedeya, he doesn't know. So, according to Rambam, what's the din? First of all, the isa that we're talking about. Omar v'nei Shmuel, isa de raisa, isa de rabbonon. Vadei oser, or safek oser. No? What would you say? To Daik Bushana Ramam, Yaakov, Edelstein, did I get it right? Yaakov? Is that?
Josh
Edelstein, okay. When the Gdol Yisroel, with Yaakov Edelstein, and Gershon Edelstein, Yaakov was thinking of Yaakov, Zatzal, he was nifty, he was one of the big Rabban of Yisroel. Gershon Edelstein was the major Rosh Hashivas in Ponevesh. Yaakov Edelstein is his brother. He was one of the great. He wasn't the good rabbanim. In other words, in terms of what it meant to be a rub of a town. So he, in fact, we have from him several svarim. One say we have from him a sefer in Yanei Kiddushin, just a guideline how to do a ma'aseh Kiddushin. Go ahead. But your name's not Yaakov. Your name's Josh. Go ahead.
Wouldn't the rabbanim be makas?
Good. So, right. It's got to be an isur rabbanim. It's got to be an isur rabbanim. Makas mardus. It's not makas min haTorah. Right, Makas Maris is the code word for Rambam of Malkus de Rabbanon, because you were married. You weren't Oiver and Iser of Tariq Mitzvahs. You were married Keneged Adin de Rabbanon. Got to be Din de Rabbanon. Now, so Josh, finish up. So now, is it B'Teiras Vaday, B'Teiras Sofik? Let me ask you another. If it's a Rabbanon de Gedin, so what is the Halacha B'Nei Raisa? kosher aser safek. No?
Should be kosher.
Has to be kosher, right? It's got to be kosher. If you're getting makas mardas, that means when they rise, I'd be able to eat it. But chazal and misaki. Now, what's the lashon of Rambam? Kroivo le safek. What does that mean? It's not a real safek. Lo yitzur be a real safek if he needs a deraisa. It'll be a safek deraisa. So Rambam says, Omer Rambam Shmuel, Tamok says, Shochad Sholish Pomin, Shochad Shchita Ksheira, doesn't know Hilchas Shchita. Nothing. Or he only knows three of the five psulim. But they were good shechitas. No, good chazaka, not a good chazaka. Lachar is a good chazaka. Right? However, Minei Raisa sounds good. Omer Yudam Shmuel, Shmuel said, Chazal or Mesakin Adin. What was the din there of Mesakin? So some, so usually Chazal and Mesakein din in the Rabbanah. Here they are Mesakein that you are mechuyev to view it as if it was a sofek. Kuroivo le sofek nevela. Right. The Rambam telling us Halim Pshat. Chazal didn't say that you have vadai kosher a tray piece of meat. Is that correct? Prakert. Didn't the rice is good? The Chazal is saying that you have to look at this ke'ilu. Ke'ilu the chazak is not a good chazak. Right? Ke'ilu it's a... We don't know, the sheikh doesn't know what he did. V'arei shchita zu sheshak v'nil nechayinu gemura. Oser lechom imena. Hoyil. Eina yeideya d'arma v'sidim efshe sheyatsad shchita. V'eina yeideya... So apparently Rambam says, right? If you'd read halacha base and you wouldn't have halacha aleph, you would say, sounds like it should be also deraisa. So the Rambam says, no, chazak is chazak, he did a good shechit, right? However, it's efshar, efshar. She yafsed a shechit when he yedeya. Chazal said, we have to look at it kilu. That was the suffix. Right? Now, what would the din be if we are, can we be mevara the suffix? What would you say? We video him while he does the these shechitas. Maybe they'll be talking different. No? Let's say we video him and look at it afterward. So l'chayra, that would already be kilu acharam and algavav. That part wouldn't not a good test of this. Because that's kilu you're watching him b'shas ma'isa. So even according to Rashba, that takes away any suffix. That wouldn't be good. Right? But let's say you teach him Hilchas Shechita and he says, I know, now I know, but I didn't do a Shechita, I didn't do a Chanimot, it didn't be. Well, why are you, what's the suffix you have in Rambam? Then
Alfie sounds like Rashi, but Basie sounds like the Rashi.
Yeah. Right? Although is that, are you sure of that? Efshe sheyafsed ha-shchit zivu eino yideya. Kegoyin sheyasha yidroi se yishchit.
So Aleph, he definitely sounds like Rashi, and basically, I think he sounds like the Rashi, but you could make an argument that he sounds like Rashi.
Also. So let's follow what Daniel's saying. The Rambam is saying that Chazal were misakein, that it's kroivo le sofik. It's not an emistik a sofik. Right? That means he holds the chazaka is good chazaka. Right? In other words, the Rambam holds that a chazaka, even the chazaka does not have to be logically substantiated. That Chazaka is not being megala to me that this guy knows the cheshchita. This guy is a good, is a skilled sheikhe. The Chazaka is establishing that if a person did something three times, we have every reason to believe he will do it four, five, six, and seven. Right? The once, the Rambam is saying once something happens three times, it's no longer a random act. Ad kedei kach, that it's strong enough to predict what's going to happen in the future. Minei Raisa. Chazal then, what Chazal is saying is that we're not going to be seimech on this chazaka, min rabbanon. That's what it means. Koivel a suffix, not a suffix. Right? But we're not going to be seimech on the chazaka. If we're not going to be seimech on the chazaka, what does it mean? No? It's vade or suffix?
It's vade.
If you're not seimech on the chazaka, is that correct? If you're not seimech on the chazaka, chazaka comes to be to resolve a suffix. No? I use a chazaka to resolve a suffix. If I don't know what happened, so I can either use roi or chazaka. If I can't use the chazaka, that means I'm holding my suffix still. All right. So according to Rambam, Chazal were misaking not to be seimech on this chazaka. Right, because it could be the Chazal said either b'derech klal or in this particular case that we should not be seimech on the fact that since it happened three times, it will for sure happen going further. Right, you can be, that is a chazaka when you're talking about an animal. All right. But when you're talking about a human being doing a masa, so the fact that he did a masa several times is not necessarily he'll do the maisa shem shmeisa as a swirl like that. So it could be the Rambam is saying that when it comes to either shechita or human activity bechlal, so midei raiso we are still, it is still within our right to say that we don't know whether it was a good shechita or not, but the chazaka tells me it was a good chazaka. It was a good shechita. It happened three times. It's along the lines of what Danny was saying yesterday. Chazaka can be mevarer a suffix, right? So again, I would take issue with the precise example that you gave of Cheska Sholi Shonim. But there are achrayim who would say this, that it's mevarer the suffix for me. Chazal said we should not be seimech on the chazaka. So therefore, it's not a real suffix because Torah says not a suffix. But Chazal said treat it kilo as a suffix. Right? So that would mean lechayra. That would mean that if I have a further suffix, according to Rambam, I have a suffix if this sheichin is a chashchita. Right? The machlokes, but the guys in the base are medrash. Guy who sat in his right, and the table said. Was listening in, said the guy knows nothing. The guy on the left was listening in and said the guy is not bad. He knows his ilchus shechita. So we have a sovereign, and the sheikh himself is shechted and is in flight on vacation, can't get to him. So we have a sofik. What's our sofik? According to Rambam, he shechted several times by himself. Several times we saw he was okay. Now we don't know if he's Yedea or not Yedea. So it's a double suffix, so it is Sfek Sfeika. Right? According to Rambam, it's clear, it would be clear, it's a suffix and a suffix. Chazal's Menei Reis, it's good. Chazal said it's a suffix. So now we have a suffix in a Din Rabbanon, a Sfek Sfeika. We're supposed to look at a Ke'ilu, it's a suffix. Good? The next Nakuda is, what Daniel is saying is, not so clear in the Rambam. What's the next Nakuda? Did Chazal say there's a suffix that will always be a suffix and it's a suffix she'i eshal levarer? Or did they say it's a suffix any other suffix? Be mevarer it. You can't use chazaka to mevarer it. But if you find another way to mevarer, well, you teach the guy hilchus shechita. And then he tells you. So that's what Daniel is saying. It sounds like from Halacha Beis that Chazal are misaking this. You have to look at it. Again, it's Chazal's creation of a Sofik. It's not a Sofik. Many Raisa Tzavah, we know what the din is. When Chazal created the Sofik, when the Chazal didn't create a Sofik, the Chazal said that we have to look at it ki'ilu, it's a Sofik. It's a Kiroiva L'Sofik. So they were misaking it as Kiroiva L'Sofik She'iyah Shalavarer. Or were they misaking it as a Sofik like any other Sofik? Tevarer. So the needle is saying from this Lashon, the L'chayra, what Daniel is saying is correct. The L'chayra, he's saying like the Rashba. Not v'hu eina yedeya hilt l'shchita nefer v'hu eina yedeya. The Tzvi's not sure. But L'chayra is the Rambam saying. Right? In Rambam, we certainly have now can go back to the Rashi and the Rashba and say, well, now let's figure out what is Shitas. Let's just look at the Rashba now. Maiko Mashulan. Elo Veloy, he starts. Which Veloy Mechuber. Yeah. Veina Mechuber. The Einai Klal. And again, the Rashi and the Chach and the Chach Meitzor, as far as I know, I didn't see them making it into the Piskei Halacha. Piskei Halacha sounds like it's clear like the Rashba, that it's a that we cannot be mivarei the Sofik. It's not. I couldn't find clarity whether it's whether the Achronim view it as a Sofik deiraisa, Sofik derabanan. L'chayra, the Rambam is clear that I believe the Vilna Gaon gives them a welcome to the Rambam. Dim kein lehave lelemeimar osir lechol mishchitasai taboidkin oisai sagi. They should have said we can clarify this. According to Rashi, they should have said the chiv levara. Ve'oid Lomali Raya Oisim Tchilosvat Saifai, Beboidkin Oisei Sagi. And furthermore, there are several situations in the first parak where we say that the Shechita is only way the Shechita is going to be good if there's a person watching him from beginning to end. So the Rashba said that's not correct, according to Rashi. It should have said, Raya Oisei, Beboidkin Oisei, Mabarin Oisei. Right? So the Rashba says the fact that it doesn't say Boykin Isai, it has to be Royan Isai, means that it is a Sofek She'iyah Shalavara. That the only way to figure out is either the Sheikhid would say, I know the Allah, he said, Echan Ebbi Surah, or if we watched him, Elavade Osir Ligamre Mashma, the Dilma Shah Vidoras. V'chol man de lo yoda ovid v'lava da'ite v'lo midgar. He doesn't pay attention and he doesn't remember. V'nira li shish lechiyach kei midloi oikim na masnisen tishchitosan kesheira biyad inan bei de lo gomer kemoshik asav tisha. The reference back to the first Mishnah will come to. V'im toimar Im kein mai maxina an hocha mai kamashvela. Hatuva kamashvela to lehem and leimar le shehisi vle derasti. Yishloimar dai gufa kam maxina kileimar. In other words, when, as we've said in the past, usually when a rishon says, so he'll ask me the following kasha. That's the raya for the other shita. Rashba says, Gemara is saying, "My kumashmulan." What's the chiddush over here? Right? So according to Rashi, what's the chiddush that if a sheichid doesn't know the halachas, so then he's we can't trust the shechita. What's the chiddush? What's the difference between a sheikh who takes a knife and shechts and doesn't know halachas, and he takes a gun and shoots the animal? And doesn't know what he's doing. So the Gemara says, no, the chiddush is when he has a achazaka. So Rashi is a perfect read of the Gemara. Right? Chiddush is only one nakuda. You don't change two nakudas. You change one variable. Chiddush is, he doesn't know the halachas, right? And the chiddush is, he doesn't know halachas, but he has a chazaka. Afal Pikein, Chazal said that you have to be Mevarah still. Right? Do we have clarity whether it's the rice? I can't say with clarity. It's just not enough to work with, right? But you see where Rashi is coming from. Rashi is saying, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is one that we change one nakuda. Chazok. That's what how you're supposed to read a Gemara. So the Rashba says, the way I'm understanding it, the chiddush is chazakah, but the loyada should be the same. I'm changing two variables, right? I'm saying that kamash malon, that he has a chazakah, and kamash malon you can't be mevarit. That's not the way you read a Gemara. Kamash malon that you can't be mevarit. Why introduce a chazaka? Dover, in other words, according to Rashba, we began by saying that obviously if a sheikh doesn't know the halachas, he's not going to know to do a shechita. What's the chiddush? Right? So the chiddush is that if he has a chazaka, you still can't trust him. So the Rashba says, according to Rambim Toimar, according to my pshat, Maiko Makshinan, Hacha Maiko Mashmalon. We know these halachas. So the Rashba says, according to my pshat, that can't be the Gemara. We're not discussing the halachas, we're discussing a new din that a person who doesn't know the halachas can never evaluate whether he did it properly. We're even chadish a different idea. You can never reconstruct something if b'shas ma'isa you have no reason to pay attention to it. You can give so many mishalim. The Beis Medrash gave a mashal person when you're driving, right? So very often when you're driving, if you're listening to something else, you're driving in a very familiar situation. And you're listening to something as you drive, when you get back, you don't remember every turn that you made. Because your mind was working on two levels. Right? If somebody would ask you how fast were you going when you turned off the highway. You can't reconstruct that. Because you weren't focused on the bakhla. Right? You were looking at it. You often have that in art appreciation, right? The people who know what to look for, they see all sorts of things in the piece of art. You don't know what to look for, you can't, in any of it, in music, a person who knows what he's listening to, he hears all the different instruments and all the different, but you're not Morris, you're just listening because you like the sound. You can't reconstruct the difference because you're like Rami Nafsha. So Rashba says, "My makshin and ochem maikom mashal kulatenu." What's the word saying? What's the chiddush? I know all these halachas. It's not the point of the halachas. According to Rashi, it's a beautiful pshat. What's the chiddush? I know the halachas. The pshat is, if you have a chazaka, that's not good enough without knowing the halachas. But according to Rashba, there's the kamash malon. According to Rashba, without the kamash malon, we have a chiddush already. So the Rashba says, and it's according to Rashi, we add the idea even with the chazakah. But according to Rashba, Haigufo kamakshinan, kelaymar, kevon delokulu pasli shchita pshita dahilo mehemen, tishov delavidaita. According to Rashba, you have to fudge the pshat a little bit. You have to say, pshita what? Pshita that a person who doesn't know the halachas can never report to us what they did in good shchita. So it's tavosha. Kamash malon that even if he has a good track record, we still wouldn't trust him to reconstruct. So that's not the easiest. Not the easiest to read. So hayotzim mikol zeh, we understand why Rashi would read the Gemara the way he read it. Right? We understand why they're arguing. How we also understand how they're arguing in Lomdus. We understand that Rashi, because of the way Rashi reads the Gemara, so the end of the Gemara is we don't have this new chiddush that milsa delei rami ishenag lamedaite. We have a simple chiddush. We have a sofik tivara the sofik. Either the chazaka tivara the sofik anyways, and if you can't, you cannot be semach on the chazaka. L'chayra, Rashi is also a din de rabbanan. Because Rashi's not telling you why you don't have a good chazaka over here. Right? Rashi's saying, l'chayra, I should have a good chazaka. So Chazal is saying, al tismech ala chazaka. Like the Rambam would say. But what did Chazal say? Chazal said, don't be semach, let me mevarer. And according to Rashbam, so that if that would be what Chazal were saying, then they would have said Tivdok, Tivarer, Boidkin. They wouldn't have said Oser. Oser means Oser. Cannot be Misakinus. So that means. So they weren't Misakin a Sufik. They were Misakin a Vadeisa. Right? Again, can I be sure that according to Rashba, they were mesakin of Adi Isa, or according to Rashba, according to the Rashba saying the Gemara is teaching us that there's no chazaka? I'm not sure. Right. So, what do we have? So again, Sikum Advarim. Sikum Advarim is that this is an easy way to learn the basic Hilchos Shechita. Number two, Adin Amir Rishmol, and we know how Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Oser Lecho. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly, there's no way to mevara the Suffolk. We know the Halacha Psuka. What's the base of the Halacha Psuka? So, L'chaira, there was a Machlekes Rishonim. There is a Machlekes between Rashi and the Rashba. And the machlokes is whether one could mevarer the suffik, and we pass it, and we understand that machlokes, we know where it's coming from. We know it's based on how to learn pshat in the sugya. We know the strength of Rashi and the strength of Rashba's pshat. All right, good. But we also understand that Rashi and the Rashba argued as to whether the din de rabbanu over here was a chazal or misakein a sofek or a chazal or misakein a vaday. All right, the nusach, how to figure this out, we got because on the Rambam, then we could penetrate the Rashi and the Rashba. Beyond that, what's the nafkamina? What the kibavara? Nachamaisa. Nafkamina would be if there's a sofek with the sheikh in the rizu. Okay, so now the next nakuda, I don't think we have enough information to nail down, is whether the Rashi and Rashba are arguing on the deraisa derabanan. It sounds like the Rashi would say it's a deraisa to give in. It sounds like the Rashi would say that the Gemara is teaching me that this chazaka is not is not a good chazaka. That when a human being does something three times, it is not necessarily going to be predicted that he will do the same thing unless he's doing it three times because of some motivation. They can't define a motivating factor for him to do it three times, it's still called random. An animal doesn't have that kind of das, so that we can say that it's not random anymore. And according to Rashbam, not sure. Whether Rashba hold that Chazal undermined the Chazaka and then further said that there's no way you can mivar it, or if Chazal said the emes is the Chazaka is in place, and Chazal were mesaken that you have to look at it as a suffix that you can't mivar. In Rambam, Rambam is clear that the chazaka is a good chazaka, minei raisa. That a chazaka is purely a predictor, and we can base the prediction based on the event that happened three times before. All right. By the way, not for now, but you see now the beginnings of understanding whether chazaka is a logical principle or whether it's a logical principle, whether it's a anhoga, achro, whether it's a birusopik. You can see. You can understand where it's coming from. So the Rambam says that the Chazaka is a good predictor even without a Hezber, a Svara. However, Chazal were misaken to view the Chazaka Kehila was not a good Chazaka. The next step, it sounds like the Chazal were further misaken, like the Rashba, but I'm not 100% sure of this. All right? Good, very quickly, because I'm late for a meeting. Go ahead.
If according to the Rashba, that this case, the meeting is going to be not an answer because it's not possible to verify if the person did the proper shita or not, so then why would Rashi be able to say that the bika would work to be able to figure out if it's kosher?
Oh, I'm missing something. Rashi and Rashba argue then, the kuda.
Right.
Yes, I'm
saying, I would assume that wouldn't they have to agree whether or not a bidik would work to verify? And if we would be able to believe a person if he did a proper speaker or not?
So I'm missing it. According to Rashba, you can never verify because it's
you
something that...
You wouldn't be able to believe the person.
It's not a question of belief. He simply would not... He doesn't have the information.
Right. So meaning would Rashi just disagree and say that he would have the information?
Oh. I'm saying that Malchleges and Metzias.
Is that what we're saying?
And your aura is a correct aura. That it sounds like that Rashi would be saying that even if the Shochet is unaware, Bishas Mais, he could still report for this. The thing is a good aura. Do we understand that? And why does it Rashi say that Milsa Delay? Okay, I have to think about that. Maybe Yehor is a good aura. In other words, it sounds like they're arguing on that Nikud as well. Okay, good. Yaakov?
What's the difference between a chazaka that we can't rely on and there being no chazaka at all?
Oh, only the Raisa Rabbanu. No, you're right. There is no difference. What I'm saying is it's a chazaka and a Raisa, and Chazal said that for all the Raisa, the Gedina, and a Hanami, but Mirabon, it's not correct.
And also, is there a difference between something which is Vade Aser and a Suffig Do Raisa, which is Yafshar Lavar?
Yeah. If you have a fruit, the Suffig, with a sex fake in it.
Okay.
Question, a good question. And it may depend on whether Suffig, the Raisa, Chumi, the Raisa, and Mirabon.
Sure, yeah.
I have to think about it some more. In other words, there's a suffix shemilavara. Lanias daiti, my initial reaction is that even a suffix ishilavara is still a suffix. Yeah, still a suffix. That's my initial reaction. Okay, so tomorrow we have the shir psichab the Rabbi Berman, but I'm hoping we'll test the waters tomorrow that we'll have done enough of the marmakos that gave it today. to be able to go weiter in and daf tes just to again nail down some more yisodos of shechita. Okay.